I can't believe I'm doing this, Keegan announced as he bounced his knees so quickly that it jostled my seat. I looked over at him while we sat in the airport gate area and studied his face. He might look anxious, but his bright brown eyes were full of excitement and anticipation. He'd shaved his head the day before, the stubble only just now showing up, and still looked a bit dangerous. That was Keegan for you. I can't believe you somehow convinced all of us to fly to Vegas for your wedding. Keegan beamed. You've always wanted to go to Vegas, and now we're finally old enough that we can go inside the casinos and actually spend money. I thought about my meager staff sergeant salary, since an E5 didn't really make as much money as I would have liked. There's going to be no gambling unless we go to the penny slots. Hey, the nickel slots are right there, Ward, our other addition to this party, said from Keegan's side. I rolled my eyes, my lips lifting at the corners. Fine, I'll go up to nickel slots, but that's it. Oh, Evan, you're so cute with your little savings account and truthfully caring about your future, Brittany teased as she rolled her eyes and sat on her new husband's lap. Ward gripped her hip and beamed up at her as if she was his everything. Considering they'd only been married for around 2 months and when they weren't working were constantly boinking each other, maybe they were each other's everything. I was pretty sure they were trying to get pregnant as quickly as possible before we all headed back out for our deployment, but I wasn't going to judge because they looked damn happy. And with the way that Keegan and Lacey were staring at each other, ready to be married in the next couple of days, I was only slightly jealous. A savings account is good, Lacey said as she walked up to Keegan. I moved one seat to the right so she could sit next to him. Brittany slid off Ward's lap and took the empty seat next to him as none of us wanted to get kicked out of the airport for inappropriateness. None of us were flying in uniform, but all of our bags were still those green duffels that couldn't be mistaken for anything else. The last thing we needed was our chief to hear that we were acting like idiots in public, and then there was no way we'd not get in trouble. Yes, a savings account is a good idea, I grumbled. Lacey cleared her throat. Well, we are saving because we want a future, and we're doing good. I promise we're not going to go crazy and spend too much money. That's a good thing, I said with a laugh. I'm just sad that Eli couldn't join us, Keegan said after a moment, speaking of my older brother. I shrugged, missing my brothers, but this was par for the course these days. Keegan and Ward were my brothers now. He's currently in Korea, so I don't think coming to Vegas for this wedding, however much he wanted to be here, was going to work.
Steam blasted into my face, and I sighed happily, the scent of chicken and lemon and herbs filling my nostrils. I tossed the contents of my wok with one hand while checking the rice cooker with my other. I enjoyed making a different kind of stir-fry for this evening's dinner at the inn, something I didn't always get to do in a place where its residents tended to like barbecue and steak more than anything. But I was always allowed to do whatever I wanted with my menu, which included a special of the day, which was this stir-fry. I got to use vegetables, play to my strengths, including sauces, and just have fun. The entire kitchen smelled of garlic, soy sauce, and sesame oil, and my stomach grumbled.
I'm working on the steaks, chef. Are you set?
The man behind me grumbled, and I grit my teeth, because the way he said chef wasn't polite or respectful. No, he did not like me.
We're all set, Roger. Begin plating, and I'll come in after you. I can do this, chef,
Roger snapped, and I gave him a look before he shrugged and did as I told. Sandy, my sous chef, came forward, eyes narrowed at Roger's back before she took a look over my station for me. I've got this in case you want to go handle that, she muttered under her breath. I rolled my eyes before letting her do the finishing touches. Thanks, Sandy. I winked as I said it, the humor in my eyes real, because I liked Sandy. She held the fort down at Wilder Resort and Winery when I had needed to learn the kitchen. When the previous chef had abruptly quit, the second or third in the long line of chefs who hadn't wanted to work for the Wilder brothers, Sandy had done her best, though she only worked part-time because she wanted to spend time with her children. I respected Sandy's decision and knew that she was a fantastic chef who could easily have my job if she wanted. She just didn't want it.